بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Hazrat Ali ibn Hussein rahmatullah alayh, also known by the title of Zainul Abidin, was the grandson of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu and the son of Sayyiduna Hazrat Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. On one occasion, Zainul Abidin rahmatullah alayh was performing wudu while his slave girl assisted him by pouring the water onto his limbs from a pitcher. As she was pouring, the pitcher accidentally fell from her hand, striking Zain al-Abidin rahmatullah alayhi on his head and injuring him. Zain al-Abidin rahmatullah alayhi looked up at the slave girl in anger. She addressed him saying, Allah Ta'ala mentions, while describing the people of taqwa, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, and those who suppress their anger. As soon as he heard this, Zain al-Abidin rahmatullah alayhi responded, I have suppressed my anger. كَظَمْتُ غَيْظِي. Allah Ta'ala give us this quality that we can become waqaf lil Qur'an, like Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, that whenever someone would correct him using the Qur'an and Majid, he would stop immediately. No pride, no ego, no self-opinion. Immediately he would halt at the law of the Qur'an, at the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine in the state of anger, in the midst of anger, person becomes so upset, it's the slave girl also. So he can do as he pleases. He is a male, she is a female, she is weaker. Then he is the superior also, she is the slave girl. So he could have told her what he wanted to tell her. But when she said, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, those who suppress their anger, immediately he said, كَظَمْتُ غَيْظِي, I have suppressed my anger. The slave girl then continued reciting the verse, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and those who forgive people, hearing this, he submitted, I have forgiven you, may Allah Ta'ala forgive you, immediately. So we ask ourselves at home, sometimes it is our wives, sometimes it is our children, and sometimes we are in a mood also already. We came home, it was a hot day, we irritated, and there was some problem on the road, traffic, some road rage, all that has been building up. And that person at home made a small blunder, small error, small mistake. Now we found an opportunity to vent and take it out on them. So here, immediately he said, I have forgiven you. May Allah Ta'ala forgive you. Finally, the slave girl recited, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin, and Allah Ta'ala loves those who do good. When he heard this, he replied, go, for I have set you free. Every human being has emotions which cannot be controlled by just switching them off. However, this does not mean that we should allow our emotions to control us. Although anger is a natural emotion and we will definitely experience anger from time to time, we should not vent our anger in a manner that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead, Allah Ta'ala has promised great rewards for the one who suppresses his anger. Allah Ta'ala has also highlighted this quality as being among the signs of the people of taqwa. It is for this reason that Zainul Abidin rahmatullah alayhi did not retaliate or punish the slave girl in any way. One of the rewards mentioned in the hadith, that person that holds back his anger. And ulama explain, holding the anger doesn't mean that now I'm in a situation where I really can't vent my anger. There's a policeman in front of me, I know the consequences. Or there's someone that is double my size, so I know if I'm going to say anything or do anything, what the consequences will be. So there I say that I am holding my anger. كَظَمْتُ غَيْظِي. That is not the situation. The situation is where someone is smaller than you, someone is weaker than you, and you have the ability to vent your anger, and there you suppress your anger. So the hadith explains, دَعَاهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ رُؤُسِ الْخَلَائِقِ, Allah Ta'ala will call that person that held back his anger, suppressed his anger in front of the entire creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the choice to choose from any hur of Jannat that he wants. That will be the prize giving for controlling one's anger. At times, a person may suppress his anger and abstain from retaliating. However, he may still be angry and harbor a grudge in his heart. Hence the demand of taqwa is that we cleanse our hearts of all ill feelings by forgiving and forgetting. Some people say, we can forgive, but we can't forget. That means we haven't fulfilled what is required from us, what Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam want from us. Person says, I forgive, but I can't forget. There's some kudurat, some filth in the heart still, some malice, some anger that is still left in the heart. So we should completely overlook. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا Quran al-Majeed is saying, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا They should forgive and they should overlook. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us in the hadith, أَحْسِنْ إِلَى مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ Treat that person good who treats you badly. أُعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكَ Forgive the person that oppresses you. So all these are beautiful teachings from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The pious friends of Allah Ta'ala are such that as soon as they hear a verse of the Quran Sharif, a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or a law of deen, then out of respect for deen, they immediately submit and comply. They do not attempt to justify, argue, or rationalize in any way. That is the need also of the time, where we submit and we accept. That is the first step to correction, where a person understands, he realizes, he submits, and he makes an intention to change. And the last important matter is that often we become angry over our personal selves, our ego, our pride being dented, or for material reasons. Ask ourselves how many times we really become angry for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I may shout my child for breaking something, for doing something wrong in the house that destroyed some material, but how many times I really get angry when they break the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq that we can bring these qualities in our lives.